This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools is investigating whether students of color were locked inside a seclusion room at McAuliffe International School. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
If students were locked in the room by themselves, that would be a violation of district policy. At a press conference Thursday, board member Awante Anderson said a whistleblower alerted him to the room that had an outside door lock and locked windows.
Our schools are places of learning, not prisons.
The investigation comes a month after DPS fired McAuliffe's principal, Kurt Dennis, after he spoke publicly about school safety. Dennis said he requested support from the district for students with severe emotional or behavioral issues, but never got a response. He said DPS policy offers no guidance on de-escalation rooms for violent students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's Attorney General is throwing his support behind a legal challenge to one of Idaho's restrictive abortion laws. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Idaho's law bans adults from helping minors who travel out of state for abortion care. In a letter to the court, Colorado AG Phil Weiser argues that the law illegally punishes other states' medical providers for helping patients, even if it's legal in the state the care is provided in. 19 other attorney generals have signed on to the letter asking a judge to block the rule. This is at least the third time Weiser has supported a challenge to anti-abortion laws in Idaho since last fall. Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver's minimum wage will rise next year to $18.29. The city ties the minimum wage to the Consumer Price Index. This is CPR News and KRCC.